Welcome back to Return of the Disc. I'm Dan. This week, we have two films involve two guys that are obsessed with perfection. So our first film stars Harrison Ford, Mosquito Coast.
We eat when we're not hungry. We buy what we don't need and throw away everything that's useful.
There are people in New York who live on pet food and would kill you for a quarter. You don't dare take a walk for fear somebody will stick a knife in your ribs.
Why sell a man what he wants?
Sell him what he doesn't need. Pretend he's got eight legs and two stomachs and money to burn. It's wrong.
Allie Fox is fed up with an America that buys junk, sells junk, eats junk. So with a mocking goodbye, America, have a nice day. The brilliant inventor of 9 patents, 6 pending, leads his trusting wife and 4 children into the remote jungles of Central America to carve out a new society. Directed by Peter Weir. This is from 1986. Mosquito Coast. Harrison Ford. We know him, Han Solo, Indiana Jones, Jack Ryan. List goes on. He's always playing the good guy. In Mosquito Coast, I thought he was a good guy for like part of the movie. And then things turn, and you realize he's a madman obsessed with getting his vision out there. Vision being this idea of basically an ice box, an ice machine. So it comes with this technology that can freeze things, and it's, you know, it's like thermodynamic, some crazy scientific term. He pitches it to a company and they reject him, and he decides, you know, I've had it with America. America's going downhill. So he decides to take his family, and his wife, by the way, played by Helen Mirren. So we have a 1923 prequel here with Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren now starring in 1923, 30 some years later. So he's got 4 children, and the oldest is played by River Phoenix. A couple years later would play young Indiana Jones in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. So they end up moving to Central America, and he decides that, hey, I'm going to start my own civilization. I'm going to build my vision, and it happens. Builds this massive ice machine, and I don't want to spoil what happens after that, but it's just everything starts to build up, the insanity of that Harrison Ford and the depth, the range that Harrison Ford brings to this role as Allie Fox. It's insane. It's a different dynamic. He starts out as a nice guy, understanding guy. Then he totally flips on America, on his own country, uproots his whole family, goes to try to make his, you know, is it out of his obsession that he wants to make this ice machine and prove his point? Probably. Seems like he's got ego problems. He's got a lot of family problems, and the family's kind of just forced to go with him. And it's just chaos, man. And this movie, I had never heard of it. Sought out the Blu-ray. There is no Blu-ray. There's a DVD here. That's all I could find. This movie surprised the hell out of me. Peter Weir, director of Dead Poets Society, Master and Commander, as well, with Russell Crowe, and so many other movies. But this one just kind of snuck under the radar, I feel like, and I don't think it was loved by every critic, or it didn't win any awards or anything like that, but man, if you want to see Harrison Ford really act and turn on a dime and show some full range as this obsessed inventor, check out Mosquito Coast. You won't be disappointed. And then you have Helen Mirren and River Phoenix on top of that. Helen Mirren doesn't have a whole lot to do in the movie, but she's there. She's a presence. The way that Peter Weir shoots this in the jungle, there's some fantastic scenery and shots. So I'm hoping that we do get a Blu-ray someday. But this DVD did have some special features. Interactive menus. Trailers. Not a whole lot. I guess there's not much. Just subtitles. But yeah, let's do a little show and tell here. This is the old DVD cases. It used to be. It's also double-sided. So you have full screen, widescreen. So if you see Mosquito Coast, let me know below your thoughts.
Hi, I'm Gary. Today we're going to be comparing Blu-ray versus 4K of Pulp Fiction. Here I have the Blu-ray of Pulp Fiction and the 4K Ultra HD of Pulp Fiction. The Blu-ray is right here, colorful. It costs 10 cents, but you know, I paid a lot more than that.
Sorry, darling.
This is the 4K, very much black and white. As you can see, they are pretty much the same circular disc. You know, all I can see is really color difference. So, well, Dan, thanks for having me on. And next week, maybe I'll do the VHS. That's all I got.
Sorry, darling. Our next movie is Damien Chazelle's Whiplash.
I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Andrew Naaman, sir.
You know who I am?
Yes, sir.
So you know I'm looking for players?
Yes, sir.
Just do your best. You're here for a reason. You believe that, right?
I'm here for a reason.
Andrew Neiman, played by Miles Teller, is an ambitious young jazz drummer in pursuit of rising to the top of his elite music conservatory. Terrence Fletcher, played by J.K. Simmons, an instructor known for his terrifying teaching methods, discovers Andrew and transfers the aspiring drummer into the top jazz ensemble, forever changing the young man's life. But Andrew's passion to achieve perfection quickly spirals into obsession as his ruthless teacher pushes him to the brink of his ability and his sanity. From 2014, directed by Damien Chazelle, Whiplash. Whiplash kind of reminded me of the beginning of Full Metal Jacket. The general is just yelling at the troops over and over, and J.K. Simmons plays that type of character. He is an instructor at this prestigious jazz institute, music institute. Miles Teller is an upcoming, he's a student there, just got on, and the movie starts out with him freestyling on a drum kit, and J.K. Simmons observing and saying, double time swing jazz or whatever he says, and then Miles Teller goes crazy, and J.K. Simmons kind of coaches him up a little bit, and then mysteriously leaves him, like he wants nothing to do with Miles Teller, and he plays mind games throughout the whole freaking movie, and it's fascinating to watch. It's hard to watch at times too, but it's fascinating. The music is great. I think the music really carries the film too, and the whole way that it's shot and edited together, Damien Chazelle did such a good job. The way that it's cut together to the music, I think that it's so effective. It's such a small movie, but it really feels bigger. And I think it kind of alludes to what Damien Chazelle is now bringing us with, like, Babylon and La La Land and First Man. He's kind of really stepped his game up. I know, listened to the commentary, he talked about how he made his first film, which I haven't seen yet, but apparently it didn't do so well. It was played at some festivals, but it didn't that mainstream success or really any success that he could do another project. So he took some time, did some freelance writing on different projects, and then made a short film called Whiplash. Got the funding for the feature that way. So that thought that was very interesting how he gave that background information in the commentary. So yeah, this put Damien Chazelle on the map as a director. It's a fascinating dynamic, good versus evil. And there's also like how that gray area, like is there a line between going overboard, over-coaching, over-demanding perfection, and I think this movie tries to answer that, and it's an interesting take. It took me a few watches to really kind of appreciate the film. Every time I watch it, I feel like I get more out of it. The first watch, I thought it was okay. Second watch, it got better, and then third and fourth, and obviously I own it now. It's a movie that's grown. It's one that I show people, to kind of give them an idea of like what you can do on a small budget. And the whole idea of like less is more, I think Whiplash is a perfect example of that. This is the Blu-ray steelbook, so you have like the nice drum cymbal and then little blood there, kind of gives you an idea of what you're in for here. This is an R-rated movie. Full cymbal here, boom, and then get that. Special features include commentary with Damien Chazelle and J.K. Simmons, an evening at the Toronto International Film Festival with Miles Teller, J.K. Simmons, and Damien Chazelle. Also, the Whiplash original short film with optional commentary is also on here. Let me know, guys, if you've seen Whiplash, what'd you think of it? Does it still hold up after rewatch? I think it does for sure, and I can't believe it's almost been out 10 years. So let me know below what you thought of Damien Chazelle's Whiplash. And as always, this has been Return of the Disc. I'm Dan. For more Return of the Disc, visit returnofthedisc.com. Check out the audio version of today's show, available on all major podcast platforms. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel.